Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today we are talking to Castle Country Radio's December Charity of the Month, the United Way, more specifically, the United Way Angel Tree, and to talk about it, we're here with Executive Director Pam Boyd. Pam, love having you in. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us.
Well, thank you. It's a great holiday season.
So let's start off with the United Way. You guys have done so much around the area, especially the last few months, and you're a very service-focused organization. Let's talk about it, though. What is the mission of the United Way?
Well, the United Way's mission is to mobilize the caring power of community, and you know, you can't find a better example of it than Angel Tree, because, you know, we provide the framework. You know, that's what United Way does. You know, we give people the opportunity to then step forward and mobilize and help their neighbors. And, you know, at Christmas time, people do it in a big way in this community.
Yeah, Christmas time in the Castle Country area, it feels special, you know. Christmas in general usually feels special, but here there's a little more magic in the air, it feels like, especially when it comes to giving efforts like the Angel Tree. Now, last time we had you in, Pam, we talked about how to apply for the Angel Tree. Now, that time has passed. That was November 22nd. Those applications closed. And from what you said, that was a busy day.
It was chaos. And, you know, the application process closes November 22nd. It says that on the application. Now, we do not believe that kids should go without Christmas presents. And the reason why we have that early application is that sponsors then can get their kids and they can go out and buy the gifts. So really, that application deadline is set to, you know, make it easier for our sponsors. Now, having said that, we will still continue to accept applications for the next couple weeks. You know, there comes a time, you know, probably that week before Christmas that we do have to cut it off because, you know, we just have no ability to move forward. But, you know, I don't want people to get really upset that they missed it because, you know, that's not the goal of this program. The goal of this program is every kid gets Christmas presents.
And you mentioned it earlier that United Way really lays out the framework for people to help volunteer in their community. And the Angel Tree is a perfect example of that. You really set up this framework for people to get involved. Now, we had you talk about how to apply. Let's talk about how to get involved a little more in depth now. If you want to adopt an angel as a part of this, how can you do that?
Well, there's great opportunities in this community. First off, right now, well, the Christmas Tree Regalia shop is open at the old Sears building. There are angel trees set up there. And so you can go in there and you can just pick, you know, an angel. You can buy one present. You could buy 20 presents. You know, it's all the opportunity. You know, you go in there and you get a little ornament and it tells you a kid's name, not a kid's name. It says their age and, you know, something that they want for Christmas. And then you deliver it back to the CERTA building and they will get those out to the individual families. You know, as the season progresses, you can also get angels from Eastern Utah Community Credit Union has an angel tree set up, and there will be one set up at Price City Hall. Now, I have to do that, and I have not had the opportunity yet, but I will get that set up, if not tomorrow, which is Wednesday, sorry. I will have it set up first part of December, and people can stop by Price City Hall and pick up some angels.
Yeah, there's really so many different ways you can adopt an angel here, and it's fun seeing all the different businesses that get involved. I mean, like you said, you have CERTA, Price City Hall, Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, all of them doing their part to really help bolster this community. Now, when people adopt an angel and they go out, buy that gift, and they return it, is there a specific way you want them to return these gifts?
You know, we ask people to go ahead and if they wrap their gift, to put the angel on top of it, you know, like as a gift tag, so we know, you know, who that present goes to. Or, you know, if you don't have time to wrap them, you know, bring them back. And the various sponsors have wrapping parties. But I do think, you know, for instance, the Clampers will do presents for about 150 kids. And so I don't know if they have the time to wrap all those gifts. So, you know, we encourage people to go ahead and wrap them, but make sure you put the information on the outside of a wrapped gift.
Now, in addition to buying for these angels, buying gifts for them, what other ways are there for people to get involved with United Way and with the Angel Tree?
You know, the various community groups that are doing this, because we don't have, you know, a huge number of angels that we do. I don't know. I would reach out to Clampers, reach out to the Kiwanis, the hospital, you know, the credit union, see if there's anything you can do in terms of wrapping or delivering You can call me, of course, you know, at 435-637-8911 or email liveunited@uweu.org. And if I can put you to work, you bet I will put you to work to help out with the program.
You know, I can't think of a better way to get put to work than with the United Way. Just getting out in the community, getting involved, and helping families have a Merry Christmas. And that's what this is all about. It's just a special time of year, and it gets even more special for families through the Angel Tree. Now, Pam, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, I just want to say a huge thank you. Thank you to the community for supporting this effort for so many years. And, you know, right now we're sitting at, we have about 300 kids in the program, and it's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving when we're talking. And so that's only going to grow. You know, last year we did a total of 378 kids. So we're going to bust through that record this year. And thank you to everybody who supports that.
And Pam, thank you and thank the United Way for all you do for our community. There's a reason we want to spotlight you during this time of year, because it's just, you can't discount how important you are to the community and all the resources that you provide for them. So thank you, and thank you to the United Way. Again, that was Pam Boyd, Executive Director of the United Way of Eastern Utah. And we were talking about the Angel Tree. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.